Please rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In holy baptism, Phyllis was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all her sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection."
Thank you.
just righteousness in the light, and your justice in the noonday. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his way, over the man who carries out evil devices. Refrain from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourself. Attend only to evil, for the evildoers shall be cut off. But those who wait for the Lord shall inherit the land. In just a little while, the wicked will be no more. Though you look carefully at his place, he will not be there. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness to Phyllis and to all your servants, who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we may be faithful to death and receive the crown of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful, who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge, take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee, take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there.
The Old Testament reading is from Ecclesiastes chapter 3. For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. What gain has the worker from his toil? I have seen the business that God has given to the children of man to be busy with. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity into man's heart, yet so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. I perceived that there is nothing better for them than to be joyful and to do good as long as they live. Also, that everyone should eat and drink and take pleasure in all his toil. This is God's gift to man. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle reading is from the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. When the perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand.
The Holy Gospel according to this 11th chapter of John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now when Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who had come with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in his spirit and greatly troubled. And he said, Where have you laid him? They said to him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. So the disciples said, See how he loved him. But some of them said, Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man also have kept this man from dying? Then Jesus, deeply moved again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone laid against it. Jesus said, Take away the stone. Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, Lord, by this time there will be an odor, for he has been dead for 4 days. Jesus said to her, Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this on account of the people standing around, that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The man who had died came out, his hands and feet bound with linen strips, and his face wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, Unbind them and let him go. Many of the Jews, therefore, who had come with Mary, had seen what he did, believed in him. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
God has made us his people through our baptism into Christ. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated for hymn number 547. Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our consideration comes from our gospel reading. Family of Phyllis. Bob, your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. Mary said to Jesus in our text, she said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Belief in Jesus can be a funny thing. When you believe that Jesus can do anything, there are times when we may wonder why he didn't. In Mary's case, with the question, if you had been here, you could have prevented his death, comes from an idea and an understanding and a faith that Jesus could have healed her brother, Lazarus. This kind of thought can arise during times of illness or tragedy. It can happen when someone is taken from us suddenly. Why did this happen? Where were you, God? If you had been there, God. It leads some to think that God somehow is uncaring. It can lead some to think that God doesn't care who I love. How could he allow such a thing to happen? It even leads many unbelievers to gloat, to say, if there was a God, how could something like this happen? Pointing to a tragic loss, how could there be a God? How can there be a God who loves you? When such times of loss happen, they might point to a day like today. What happened to Phyllis? Dancing one moment, a loving wife, mother, grandmother, and friend, and seemingly taken the next. Some may wonder, where was God's love there? In two words, however, in fact, the shortest verse in the entire Bible, in two words, Jesus silences all that nonsense. Jesus wept. When Jesus saw Mary weeping over the loss of her brother, when he saw the people there to mourn the loss of Lazarus, Jesus, it says, was very troubled. He wept. When Jesus saw what happened to Lazarus, his friend whom he loved, he wept. And here is something you may not realize about Jesus, and he shows it as he sat there crying the loss of Lazarus. And that is the fact that Jesus hates death even more than you do. Jesus hates what sin has done to the world that he created good. He hates that mankind, the crowning jewel of his creation, must suffer and die. Jesus wept shows that you have a Lord Jesus who weeps with you. A Lord Jesus who weeps for you. A Lord Jesus himself who hates what happened to Phyllis even more than you do. In fact, Jesus hated death so much, he came to do something about it. He wasn't going to give a temporal fix. He wanted to give Phyllis an eternal fix. And although over the last couple of weeks, we have prayed for a temporal fix to what happened to Phyllis, God desired an eternal one. just as he caused Lazarus to rise from the dead. It was a great and powerful miracle for sure. But even for Lazarus, it was a temporary fix. God hated death so much that he sent his own son to provide an eternal solution. Not long after he raised Lazarus from the dead, the Lord would walk the very same road with a crown of thorns upon his head, with nails in his hands and his feet. Jesus, the very Son of God, took on death. Jesus carried with him the sins of the world, the very reason death exists in the first place. Jesus, the spotless lamb, went to the cross as a mighty and powerful warrior for Phyllis, to provide for her an eternal answer. He took God's full wrath that sins deserve upon himself. And when he breathed his last and cried out, "It is finished," with his dying breath, it was a pronouncement that all sins have been paid. That there is a God who pronounced the sins of Phyllis has been paid. That everything that separates God and man was torn in two like the cloth in the temple that tore from top to bottom when he died. A couple of days later, we find the same Mary. The same Mary who said, "Jesus, if you had been there," was sitting outside a different tomb, weeping. It was a tomb of Jesus, the man who raised her brother, a teacher, her own friend. And as she sat there weeping, not only did Jesus, her Lord, die, she thought even they had taken his body away. But when Jesus called Mary by name, Mary, he showed that he was risen from the dead, never to die again. He confronted death and was alive. He provided an eternal solution to sin and death. And God has promised that he is the resurrection and the life, that he who believes in him will live, even though he dies. Bob? Her dance 2 weeks ago might have been her last earthly dance. But today, because of Christ Jesus, today is her dancing day. And this dance will last forever. Jesus loved Phyllis so much, he provided for her an eternal solution. He wiped every tear from her eyes and lifts her up to be in his kingdom forever. Phyllis was baptized in the name of this Jesus who died and rose. Phyllis, who knew this Jesus in the very body and blood, often in the Lord's Supper, now stares into the face of God. A sinner redeemed, alive in Christ forever. Bob and all of you, you love Phyllis so much. We wanted to hold on to the sin-sick world forever. You wanted to hold the Phyllis as long as you possibly could. Just like we wanted God to raise Lazarus, we wanted God to raise her up so that we could have her on this earth as long as we can. We might have even wondered, where you were you, God, if you had been here, Jesus? We may have wondered why. But I tell you, Jesus wanted to give her something better. When Jesus wept, he shows it's okay to be sad. It's okay to mourn. It's okay to hate death with every fiber of your body. Because Jesus did too, with his own fiber, with his very last breath. And by his death and resurrection, by the full authority of God and his word, I tell you that God has provided this solution. He loved her so much, a temporary fix would not do. God has answered your tears and sorrow that Phyllis is alive in Christ forever. The joy and peace of the resurrection that knows no ends is now hers. And may that peace, that comfort, that strength be with you always. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption, to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give to the family of Phyllis and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church, they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope, and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and to find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Receive our thanks for Phyllis and for all the blessings you bestowed on her in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with her we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life, and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.
Let us go forth in peace.
In the name of the Lord.